Let me tell you something about the system. The system is designed to demasculate or dehumanize or de-strategize you or whatever. It's designed to shut you down. Why? Think about what I'm telling you. I don't care if it's the music. I don't care if it's the TV. I don't care if it's the corporate system. I don't care what it is. The whole system's designed to take away your power, take away your energy, your flow. Let me tell you why. Let me give you an example. Let's talk. It doesn't matter if it's the churches, the 501(c) churches. It's all to take away your power. Because if you go to church and you don't do your own Bible study or your own research, you're putting it in the hands of somebody else. If you go to a corporation, you don't create your own business and your own stuff and your own flow, you're putting it in the hands of somebody else. It's socialism with a spin on it. Even if you do work a corporation, you need to work a job. Because if you're just working a corporation and that's all you have, what's happening into your mind? You're dependent on them. They own you. You're a slave. If you're dependent on the pastor, the preacher, for your truth, you're a slave to the pastor. Do you understand? When you go to a corporate system and you work around people for a long time and they don't know you and you don't know them, is that even normal? You could go to church, and if you go to these bigger churches, you go and you sit beside somebody you don't even know and you never talk to. They don't know you, you don't know them, but you're supposed to be the body of Christ. You go to these corporate bodies, it's a body, and they don't know you, and you don't know them as soon as you leave. It's a body. One of the reasons I cut off certain people in my world, because they didn't know me. They tried to project some identity on me that's not even real. They don't know you. They don't know me. They can't hear you. They can't hear me if you got the spirit of truth. And so the corporate system, you put that uniform on, you put that tag on, you put that identity on, and you try to conform. They try to conform you to the system mindset, to whatever conforming they want you to be. Whether it's a Baptist church, Pentecostal, whatever society, they want to conform you to what they want you to be, and they take away your identity. It's all to take a, I mean, think about it. You're around somebody every day and you don't know them. They don't know you. Why do you hang around them? I don't hang around people that don't know me or I don't know them. I don't talk to them. I don't text them. I don't phone call them. I don't know. If they don't know me, I don't have time to talk to them because they're going to be projecting a fake. They might not even be doing it on purpose. They're going to be projecting a fake identity onto me that's not real, that they think is real. So every time they open the mouth, they're trying to project an identity on me that's not even real. They want to project their identity of who they think you are onto you and get you to respond according to that. Do you understand how important what I'm saying is? It's still in your identity. It's still in your soul. It's still in your spirit. It's still in your initiative. It's still in your dependence on God. Still in your dependence on God.